真正传播是一所非牟利基督教传播机构。我们的意象是透过多媒体制作、网络和文字事工，叫无数的华人都能够认识基督信仰，并且成为基督的门徒，荣神益人。感谢神，机构每年的经费和制作开支，神一直透过教会和信徒供应我们。如果你认同我们的意象，我们诚意邀请你透过奉献作为我们的事工伙伴，好让我们能够继续尽心制作紧贴时代需要的产品，为大家带来生命的改变和转化。欢迎你致电2409-1233，或者浏览机构的网页 www.gnci.org.hk 去了解奉献和支持我们的方法。愿神赐福给你。
今日华人教会的弟兄姊妹，不能够是置身于历史和这个时代之道外，我们必然是在这个时代的巨轮里面是受到影响，并且在这个世纪末最后十年里面，我们会感受到整个世界尤其是香港那个转变越来越急剧。我们怎样是朝向这个公元2000呢？我们怎样来到承担主的使命呢？同时是透过幻灯片让大家认识到所谓香港福音2000到底是什么，了解到它那个的精神、它那个的基础、它的意象和目标。我相信弟兄姊妹都会了解到香港福音2000不是一个单纯的一个机构，而是全港众教会众弟兄姊妹一起同心努力的朝向一个意象和目标。今晚我们都很感谢神，是仍然有史莱德博士是继续在我们当中来到去传讲信息。将以下时间恭敬交给史博士和请林牧师来到去粤语传译。
It's a joy to greet you this evening in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我很高兴今晚能够奉主耶稣基督的名字向大家问安。
I was moved to see this presentation that we just viewed.
正话睇嘅呢一套幻灯片，使到我心好受感动。
I was in Manila in the summer of 1989, and then following that here in Hong Kong.
喺1989年暑假，我参加咗洛桑大会喺马尼拉，然后就嚟香港。
And that, of course, was just several weeks after the events in Tiananmen Square.
咁當然嗰陣時係啱啱天安門事件發生冇幾耐嘅時候。
And I pray with you that the Lord will give us God's wisdom and God's guidance as we seek to be faithful to the gospel of Jesus Christ and the kingdom in these days.
我會同大家一齊禱告，讓神教導我哋點樣樣喺今個時代嚟到去傳講神國度嘅福音，面對我哋前邊嘅挑戰。
Christians around the world have been talking about the year 2000.
全世界的基督徒都是一路谈论这个主后2000的事。
And churches around the world have been mobilizing for evangelism during this period between now and the year 2000.
全世界很多的教会都是动员起来，投身在一个公元2000的福音运动里面。
Thinking about the mission of the church to the year 2000 and beyond.
我们思想到神的教会在主后2000甚至以后的福音的使命。
But nowhere else in the world, but except for Hong Kong, does that year 2000 have quite the same significance.
但全世界除了香港之外，冇其他嘅教会一个2000年系有咁重大嘅意义。
Because here they to speak about the year 2000 is a statement of faith.
因为喺我哋呢一个地方，我哋讲2000嘅时候，系一个信心嘅讲法。
Is a recognition that beyond all other powers and authorities, we face the reality of the kingdom of God.
我们在这里看到除了神的国度之外，这里还有其他政治的势力。
We know that Jesus Christ is alive and reigning and fulfilling his purposes.
但我们知道主耶稣基督他是掌管着一切，他也是会成就他一切的计划。
As we think of what it means to live in a time such as this, I want us to return for a few moments to the Old Testament.
当我们思想我们怎样在这个时代底下来生活的时候，我想和大家思想一些旧约圣经的教训。
We're going to go back to 1 Samuel chapter 23.
请大家展开撒母耳记上卷第23章。
This is the story of David before he had become king of Israel.
呢度系讲到当大卫未曾作以色列王嘅时候。
God had promised to David that he would become king of Israel.
佢应许大卫，佢将会成为以色列嘅君王。
But at this time, Saul was king.
但系呢个时候，扫罗系做王。
And David was a fugitive from Saul.
大卫不过一个流民，佢系逃避扫罗嘅追杀。
But you remember that King Saul had a son named Jonathan.
但大家都知道扫罗王有一个儿子叫做约拿单。
David had become close friends.
约拿单同大卫成咗好朋友。
Let's notice especially 1 Samuel 23 verses 14 through 16. I'll have them read.
我哋一齐睇《撒母耳记上》卷第23章第14节至到第16节。大卫住在旷野的山寨里，常在西弗旷野的山地。扫罗天天寻责大卫。神却不将大卫交在他手里。大卫知道扫罗出来寻责他的命，那时他住在西弗旷野的树林里。扫罗的儿子约拿单起身往那树林里去见大卫，使他倚靠神得以坚固。
There's a very interesting statement in verse 15.
在第15节有一句很特别的说话。
Verse 16, Saul's son Jonathan went to David and helped him find strength in God.
在第16节扫罗的儿子约拿单起身往那树林里去见大卫，使他倚靠神得以坚固。
Here is David, the man who will be king. Here is Jonathan, the son of the king.
呢一度我哋睇见大卫将来会成为王嘅大卫，同埋嗰个王嘅儿子约拿单。
David is a fugitive.
大卫系逃亡嘅亡命之徒。
And Jonathan goes to David and helps him find strength in God.
而约拿单系去揾大卫。使到佢得到坚固。
Saul knew that God was going to give the kingdom to David.
扫罗知道神将国度赐俾大卫。
And so he was trying to hunt down David to get rid of him.
因此佢就要追杀大卫，想将佢除掉。
But Jonathan comes to David and helps him find strength in God.
但系约拿单嚟到系帮忙大卫，使到佢得着能力。
Perhaps someone has helped you at some time to find strength in God.
可能在你的生命当中有某一个时刻有人来帮助你找到神。
Perhaps you help someone to find strength in God.
或者你是帮助其他的人在神的里面得着力量。
I'm glad for those people who have come to me and helped me find God's strength.
我很高兴有时找到一些人，他们来到我的生命里面帮助我在神的里面得着的力量。
There are plenty of things in life to discourage us.
在生命里面有很多的事是会使到我们灰心丧志的。
To drain away our strength.
使到我们的心力交瘁。
But Jonathan helped David find strength in God.
但是约拿单帮助大卫在神的里面得着能力。
But David was a young man at this time.
大卫在这个时候是一个年轻人。
From Saul's point of view, Jonathan's friendship with David was treason.
从扫罗王的角度来看，这个大卫和约拿单这么好朋友，他根本是叛国的一件事情。
So it was treason for Jonathan to go to David.
对约拿单来说，约拿单去来帮助大卫，他是犯了叛国罪。
To maintain friendship with David and not to tell the king.
来跟大卫相好而不给皇帝知道。
But we see here Jonathan's friendship and his fidelity to David.
我们看到约拿单对这个大卫的忠心，对他的友情。
And so Jonathan helps David find strength in God.
因此约拿单来帮助大卫在神的里面得着能力。
There is strength in friendship.
在友情的当中有力量。
There is even more strength in God.
在神的里面就有更大的力量。
We see here a picture of two people who are God's people encouraging one another to find strength in God.
在这里我们找到一幅图画，两位属神的人在神的里面彼此的照顾，彼此的支持。
How beautiful a thing it is when our friendships help us find strength in God.
这幅图画几咁美丽，当我们在友情的当中，在里面来找到神给我们的力量。
The story of God's purposes down through history are undergirded by relationships in which people help one another find strength in God.
神在历世历代以来给我们所看到的历史的进程，神是愿意我们在祂的里面，在友谊的当中来得到能力。
You remember in the New Testament when Mary received the news that she was to bear the Christ child.
你記唔記得新約聖經所記載，當瑪利亞知道佢將會生孩子嘅時候
，She was expecting a child and she wasn't married.
佢未曾結婚，但係佢期待就嚟生個孩子。
But she went to visit her cousin Martha.
然後佢就揾
，And there, Martha.
佢就去揾馬大。
And Elizabeth.
佢揾伊麗莎白。
I got the names mixed up. Mary went to visit her cousin Elizabeth.
佢揾佢嘅一個嘅親戚伊麗莎白。
And there she found strength as together they worshipped God.
當佢一齊敬拜神嘅時候，佢哋都得著能力。
Or we can think of the relationship between Paul and Timothy.
或者我可以睇到喺保羅同提摩太身上嘅友情。
You remember that Paul was in prison in Rome.
你記唔記得保羅喺羅馬坐監？
He had been faithful to the gospel.
佢對福音非常之盡忠。
He had proclaimed the message of Jesus Christ.
佢宣講耶穌基督嘅信息。
Now he was in prison.
而家佢坐監。
He was in chains. He wasn't able to travel about.
佢唔能夠周圍去，因為佢被鎖鏈嚟到捆綁住。
And he wrote to Timothy and he said, Many friends have left me.
然后他写信给提摩太说，很多朋友都离开了我了。
And writing to Timothy, he says, Do your best to come to me quickly.
他写信给提摩太说，你尽快来到我这里。
He said, Get Mark and bring him with you because he has been helpful to me in my ministry.
你要带埋马可来，因为马可对我的侍奉是有益处的。
And he longed for the friendship of this young man Timothy to help him find strength in God.
他很渴望这个年轻人提摩太这位同工，因为他能够帮助他在神的里面得着能力。
The gospel of Jesus Christ is not just a solitary gospel of our vertical relationship to God.
耶稣基督的福音不是一个单独的福音，只是讲到我们跟神直线的关系。
Faith in God through Jesus Christ is something that we share together.
藉着耶稣基督对神有信心是我们能够分享的一件事。
It's a way that we encourage one another in the gospel.
是我们来到在基督的福音里面彼此照顾的一件事。
You remember that the writer to the Hebrews says, Let us encourage one another daily.
你记不记得希伯来书的作者所说的，我们每天都要彼此的激励。
Says, Let us encourage one another that we may not be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
我们要彼此的激励，以致我们不被一个罪恶的引诱来到使到我们的心硬去。
What we share with God through Jesus Christ, we share with one another.
我们同神所在基督耶稣里面所分享的恩典，我们也都要同弟兄姊妹来到分享。
Jesus Christ, our Savior, is our strong friend.
主耶稣基督，我们的救主，是我们坚固的朋友。
Remember that Jesus says to his closest disciples, I call you friend.
主耶稣对他最亲密的信徒、门徒，他说，我叫你们做朋友。
We see in the gospel that Jesus goes into the Garden of Gethsemane with his closest friend.
在福音书里面，我们看到这样的记载，耶稣基督和他最亲密的门徒进入客西马尼园里面。
And this is the night before Jesus' crucifixion.
就在耶稣被钉前那晚。
It's the night of his betrayal.
就在那晚，他被卖那晚。
When Jesus is betrayed by one of his friends.
当耶稣被其中一个朋友出卖的时候。
But Jesus takes the disciples and goes to the Garden of Gethsemane.
但是耶稣带埋他的门徒进入客西马尼园。
And then he takes Peter, James, and John and goes a little farther.
他然后就带着彼得、雅各、约翰再行前多几步。
This was Jesus' most difficult hour.
这个是耶稣最艰难的时刻。
He wanted the nearness and the encouragement of his disciples.
他需要他的门徒亲近他，他们的鼓励。
And he says, Can you not watch with me 1 hour?
他问他们，你们不能够同我警醒片时么？
But his disciples fell asleep.
但是他的门徒睡了觉。
They did not help Jesus find strength in God.
他们不能够帮助耶稣基督在神的里面找到力量。
They fell asleep and later they fled.
他们就睡了觉，后来还走了添。
But we read that Jesus alone there in the garden was strengthened by God.
但我们看到耶稣单独在客西马尼园里面，神给他力量。
God the Father came to Jesus the Son and strengthened him.
父神来到他的爱子耶稣的跟前，来到赐力量给他。
We read in Luke 22 that an angel from heaven appeared to Jesus and strengthened him.
在路加第22章记载，有一个天使来到耶稣的身边，将力量赐给他。
And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly.
耶稣在痛苦里面,
and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground.
他的汗好像血点地流下来,
an hour of anguish for Jesus.
对耶稣来说,
even more trying than that which David experienced when he was in the wilderness.
比大卫在旷野里面所经历的是更艰难。
But there was no disciple to come and no friend to come and encourage Jesus. But Jesus Christ received strength from his heavenly Father. Jesus Christ is our Savior. He is also our friend. He won the victory that night over sin. Over our sin and over death.
战胜了我们的罪, 战胜了死亡,
and so he makes us new so that in turn we can help others find strength in God.
他更新我们,
now we can be the kind of people that are the very presence of Jesus Christ to one another.
他可以使我们成为一种人,
so that we can be that very body of Christ. That community of God's people that encourages one another and helps us find strength in God.
耶稣基督的群体,
for what purpose?
为什么缘故呢?
So that we can be like Jesus and so that we can fulfill his ministry in the world. So we are called to encourage one another that we may minister in the world. For there are thousands of people in the world and here in Hong Kong who don't have the hope of Jesus Christ. People who have no ultimate meaning in life. And Jesus Christ wants to encourage us that we can in turn help these people to find their strength in God. In this coming week, you will meet many people who are discouraged, who are lost, who see no way out of their problem. Or maybe they're not discouraged, maybe they feel very successful, but underneath there is an emptiness. Jesus Christ can help those people to find meaning as we are Jesus Christ's ministers.
耶稣基督能够藉着我们这班服侍他的人，帮助人去找到生命的意义。
Jonathan went to David and helped him find strength in God.
约拿单去见大卫，帮助他在神的里面得着能力。
Maybe there's a brother or sister in the body of Christ that needs your encouraging this coming week.
或者在耶稣基督的身体里面，在未来这个礼拜，有一位弟兄或者一位姊妹需要你将神的能力带给他。
In the picture that we see in the Old Testament, David was a fugitive from the government. He could have been arrested and killed. Jonathan could have betrayed him. But they had to trust one another. And they did because they had developed a relationship of love with one another and of faith in God. Physically, they weren't brothers, but they were made brothers through their love for God. Just as in Jesus Christ, we are made brothers and sisters in Christ. So we are made a new family if we are the people of God. We are made a family that is called to be Jesus' people in the world. And we see in the New Testament how the early church lived out that reality. We think of Paul's ministry, for example, throughout the Roman Empire. And he went from place to place, but he didn't go alone, he went with brothers traveling with him.
在罗马帝国里面，保罗到处去，但他不是单独一个人去，他经常有很多的同工跟他一起去。
And in each city where Paul ministered, there were brothers and sisters who were a part of the new community.
在保罗所服侍的、去工作的每一个城市里面，保罗都有一班的弟兄姊妹成为他的同伴。
They were a part of this new people in the earth.
这一班人都是神国度的子民，是神在地上一班新的人。
This new people gathered around Jesus Christ.
这一班人是聚集在主耶稣基督的面前。
No longer simply Jew and Gentile, but now a new people, a new race through Jesus Christ.
他们不是只是犹太人或者是外邦人，他们在耶稣基督里面变成一种新的族类。
Much of the New Testament is Paul's letters to his brothers and sisters in Christ.
圣经里面，新约圣经里面有很多的书卷都是使徒保罗写给一班在基督里面的新的人。
So Paul wrote to the groups of believers in Rome and in Corinth and in other cities.
所以保罗就写信俾嗰班喺罗马、喺哥林多、喺唔同城市里边嘅弟兄姊妹。
Let's notice what Paul says when he's writing to the Romans.
请大家注意下，当保罗写信俾罗马人嘅时候，佢讲啲乜嘢
？In the very last chapter of the book of Romans.
喺罗马书最后一章，第十六章
，Chapter 16.
第十六章。
This chapter, much of the chapter, is a list of Paul's friends.
在这一章圣经里面都是保罗一班朋友的名单。
Throughout this 16th chapter of Romans, Paul is giving personal greetings.
在整章的圣经里面，保罗有很多个人的问安。
Notice, for example, verses 3 through 5, which we'll have read.
我们特别注意第三节至第五节，问伯基拉和阿居拉安，他们在基督耶稣里与我同工，也为我的命将自己的颈项置之度外。不但我感谢他们，就是外邦的众教会也感谢他们。又问在他们家中的教会安，问我所亲爱的以拜尼土安，他在亚西亚是归基督初结的果子。
Notice he says, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus.
他说问伯基拉和阿居拉安，他们在基督耶稣里与我同工。
Priscilla and Aquila were a married couple who had been in Rome and then were in Ephesus.
伯基拉和阿居拉是一对夫妇，他们曾经在罗马，以前曾经在以弗所。
And here, when Paul was writing to the Romans, apparently they were back in Rome.
这里保罗写信给罗马人的教会，显然这对夫妇是回到罗马那里。
We might call Priscilla and Aquila urban professionals.
你可以说这对夫妇是城市里面的专业人士。
Because they were leather workers.
因为他们是做皮革业的。
They had their own business apparently in Rome.
他们显然在罗马里面有自己的生意。
And later they went to Ephesus and carried on the same business.
后来他们在以弗所做同样的生意。
Of course, Paul also was a leather worker, and for a time they worked together.
保罗自己就是做皮革业的，他们曾经一起工作。
So they used their skills.That they had of a business in order to be workers for God.
因此，他们用他们商业里边一种嘅技能来为神工作。
So these were people who had encouraged Paul and whom Paul had encouraged.
所以呢一班人都系曾经鼓励过保罗，保罗亦都系曾经鼓励过佢哋。
Notice how Paul described Priscilla and Aquila.
请大家注意保罗点样去形容伯基拉同埋阿居拉。
He calls them my fellow workers.
佢哋叫佢哋做我嘅同工。
And he talks about the church that met in their house.
他提到在他们家庭里面的教会。
Paul uses a very interesting word here when he says fellow workers.
保罗在这里所说的同工这个字是一个很有趣的字。
In the Greek language that Paul was using, it's one word.
在希腊文的圣经保罗所用的是一个字。
It's the word synergos, which means fellow workers.
这个希腊文的字的意思就是一起做工的人。
It means working together or working with.
就喺度一齐同工嘅，一齐做工嘅。
It's there's a behind this the sense of energy and of working。
喺背后有嗰种嘅能力、出力嘅工作嘅意思。
So we get a sense here of the energy that was coming through the relationship that Paul had with Priscilla and Aquila。
所以呢一度我睇到就系喺工作里边所发出嚟一种嘅能力。就是同保罗同呢一对夫妇佢哋之间嘅关系嘅能力。
As Christians, we are fellow workers for the kingdom of God.
我哋作为基督徒喺神嘅国度里边都系彼此同工嘅。
We are fellow workers in the kingdom.
我哋喺神国当中系彼此工作嘅。
We don't build the kingdom.
我一齐工作，我哋唔系话建立呢个国度。
We can't make the kingdom come.
我哋可以知道呢个国降临。
Because it is God's kingdom.
因为呢个系神嘅国度。
But we are workers together.
但我哋系一齐作工嘅。
We are workers together when we help one another find strength in God.
当我哋一齐大家去帮助对方喺神嘅里边得着能力嘅时候，我哋就系做紧同工嘅工作。
We are workers together when in the world we help other people come to know Jesus Christ.
当我喺世界里边帮助其他人嚟认识耶稣基督嘅时候，我哋就系做紧神国度里边嘅同工嘅工作。
Although Priscilla and Aquila were urban professionals, they were also church planters.
虽然伯基拉同阿居拉，我哋可以叫佢哋做城市里边嘅一些专业人士，但系佢哋都系直堂嘅人。
Apparently, they started a church in their own home.
好显然，佢哋喺自己嘅家庭里边就已经开始一间教会。
And they moved from one place to another in order that they could support themselves for the gospel.
佢哋从一个地方移到另外一个地方，为咗系支持自己嘅生活，亦都系支持福音嘅工作。
Paul had many fellow workers in the gospel.
保罗喺福音嘅工作上边有好多嘅同伴。
In Colossians 4:11, Paul speaks of my fellow workers for the kingdom of God.
喺哥罗西书第四章十一节，佢提到我在神国度里边嘅同工。
It's an interesting phrase, fellow workers for the kingdom of God.
呢一句系好特别、好有趣嘅说话，喺神国度当中嘅同工。
So we are called to be fellow workers with Christ in the kingdom of God.
我哋如果能够被叫做喺神国度里边同其他人同工嘅话。
What is your goal, your vision in life?
咁你人生嘅目的、目标喺边度呢？
As Christians, we are called to be fellow workers in the kingdom.
我哋作为基督徒，神呼召我哋喺佢嘅国度当中做同工。
Who were the fellow workers that Paul had?
保罗有嘅系一啲乜嘢嘅同工呢？
There's quite a list of them in the New Testament.
喺新约圣经有一系列嘅名单。
We see here Priscilla and Aquila.
我哋喺呢度睇到伯基拉同阿居拉。
We know there was Timothy and Mark and Luke and Philemon.
我哋知道佢仲有提摩太、马可、路加、腓利门。
And Paul mentions a number of other people whose names are less familiar to us.
保罗又提过好多个名字，呢一啲名字我哋可能唔系太熟悉。
People with names like Urbanus and Apollos and Titus.
有啲 Urbana， 有啲系提多，有啲其他嘅名字。
Many of these people had Greek or Roman names.
有好多名字是希腊文或者是其他罗马的名字。
These were people who, many of them had not been Jews, but they were part of this new people of God.
有好多人不是犹太人，但他们都成为神的新子民的一部分。
So we get an insight here into the life of this first century church.
我们在这里就能够透视到在初期教会、第一世纪的教会的生活。
We get a picture of a network of believers meeting together and encouraging one another.
我们看到一幅图画，神的子民，一班的信徒，在一起彼此的激励。
Willing to use their resources and their skills as workers together in the kingdom of God.
他们愿意用他们的资源，用他们的技能，在神的国度里面一起工作，来到彼此支持。
Building a network all across the Roman Empire of this new people of God.
在整个罗马帝国里面建立一个网络，这一班人成为神国度新的子民。
A people committed to one another because they were committed to Jesus Christ.
这一班人彼此的委身，因为他们委身于耶稣基督。
And they were committed and believed in the reality of the kingdom of God.
他们都是委身于一个信念，他们相信神国度，神的国度。
So they knew with because of their faith in Jesus Christ that God would bring the kingdom of God in its fullness.
就因为他们对耶稣基督的信心，他们相信神必定会将他的国度最后的实现在地上。
So they proclaim Jesus is Lord.
因此他们宣扬耶稣是主。
So the question tonight is, what is it that we are living for?
因此个问题俾大家问嘅今晚就系，我哋喺呢一度为乜嘢嚟到活着
？What are we working for?
我哋喺呢一度为乜嘢嚟到工作
？God calls us to be kingdom workers.
神呼召我哋作神国嘅工人
，a co-worker in the kingdom of God.
喺神国里边彼此同工。
There is a higher, more noble goal than making money.
这里有一个比赚钱更崇高的理想。
There is a higher goal than success understood in material senses.
在这里有比物质方面的成功更崇高的理想。
There is a higher goal than rising to the top of one's profession.
这里有一个比在你的行业里面爬到最高级的位置更崇高的理想。
And that is in whatever place we find ourselves in the world to be workers together for the kingdom.
这个理想就是无论我在世上做任何的岗位的工作，我们都应该在那里为神国来作工。
And God has given us the gifts so that we can carry out that ministry.
神已经将祂的恩赐赐给我们，让我们可以在这些侍奉里面来进行祂的工作。
He has given us the gift of new life through Jesus Christ.
祂在耶稣基督里面赐了给我们有新的生命，一种的新的赏赐。
He has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit, the very presence of Jesus Christ within us.
祂也是将圣灵赐了给我们，让耶稣基督透过圣灵在这里与我们同在。
He has given us the gift of community that we can be joined to one another through our faith in Christ.
祂也是将一个群体赐给我们，让我们在耶稣基督里面能够彼此的联系成为一个群体。
So that we can help one another find strength in God.
让我们可以一起在神国度的里面彼此的找到能力。
And he has given us various spiritual gifts so that we can minister as workers together in the kingdom.
神也赐了给我们有不同种类的恩赐，让我们在神的国度当中能够一起的工作。
To some of you, God has given gifts of evangelism.
对你们当中一些人，神给了你有报道的恩赐。
To some, God has given gifts of encouragement in the body of Christ.
对一些人，神给了你能够在基督的身体当中做安慰、鼓励的工作。
To some, God gives gifts of discipling others.
对一些人，神赐给你有恩赐去帮助人哋做主的门徒，去做门徒训练。
To some, God gives gifts of ministry in the world that the gospel can be made clear and plain to all.
有一些人，神给你们能够有话语的职事，能够将神的说话讲解得很清楚。
So we've been richly endowed with God's gifts.
因此神将很丰盛的赏赐赐了给我们众弟兄姊妹。
So that wherever we are in the world, we can be fellow workers for the kingdom of God.
以致我们在世界无论一个地方，任何一个地方，我们都能够与神同工。
And so that we can witness to the truth of Jesus Christ.
我们能够为耶稣基督的真理作见证。
This one who is now our Savior.
这一位现在成为我们救主的基督。
And this Jesus Christ who promises that in time the kingdom will come in its fullness.
耶稣基督应许我们说，有一日神国会最终完完全全的实现。
The day will come when every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
到那日，每一个膝都要向神跪拜，每一个口都要称耶稣基督是主。
So we are fellow workers for the kingdom.
我们是在神国度里面彼此同工的。
To work is to expend energy and make a change.
所谓工作就是要将能力带出来，使到有某一方面的改变。
And God gives us the power to make a change, to change our world by the power of the gospel.
神已经将能力赐给我们，用福音的能力去改变这个世界。
We can change the world if we will.
如果我们愿意的话，我们能够改变这个世界。
We see God's vision for us.
如果你能够看到神为我们所准备的意象，
God's vision for the kingdom，
神自己国度的意象，
God's vision for the nations and for the people，
神对所有的国家、所有的国度和他的子民的意象，
So God calls us to be co-workers with Jesus Christ in the kingdom of God，
因此神呼召我们在他的国度里面和耶稣基督成为同工。
So I look on you tonight as co-workers, co-laborers in the kingdom of God.
我今晚看大家是看作在神的国度当中，我和你们都是做同工的。
Let us help one another find strength in God.
让我们彼此帮助，帮助大家来到在神的里面找到能力。
So that we can minister the reality and the truth of the kingdom of God in our age today, in 1997 and in the year 2000.
以至我们在今天，甚至1997，甚至之后2000年，都能够在我们这个现实的境况当中来到为神工作。
May God strengthen us that we may be fellow workers in the kingdom of God.
愿神赐给我们能力，在祂国度当中一起来到彼此同工。
真正传播是一所非牟利基督教传播机构。我们的意象是透过多媒体制作、网络和文字事工，叫无数的华人都能够认识基督信仰，并且成为基督的门徒，荣神益人。感谢神，机构每年的经费和制作开支，神一直透过教会和信徒供应我们。如果你认同我们的意象，我们诚意邀请你透过奉献作为我们的事工伙伴。 好让我们能够继续尽心制作紧贴时代需要的产品，为大家带来生命的改变和转化。欢迎你致电2409-1233，或者浏览机构的网页 www.gnci.org.hk 去了解奉献和支持我们的方法。愿神赐福给你。